All right, speakers on, monitor down, dick out, attitude ready. Can we do this? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? By we, I mean me and the mouse in my pocket. Yes, we are here to do this. As soon as I go find my water bottle. There's one, but there I still need, what is it? Something else I needed. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it coming.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourselves. Oh, yeah. Doing some stretches here, a little warm-ups. Yeah. Gotta get ready. Yeah. Okay. Ah, stretchies. All right. Good morning, children. Good morning, friends and enemies. He is the great one himself, founder of Simple Libertarian Society. No, there was no podcast yesterday because and I was actually going to do the podcast in the morning. And then I decided that I was just going to go into Weyland-Yutani and get shit done and then come home and do the podcast because it was supposed to snow yesterday, according to the weather forecasting, which turned out to be fairly inaccurate. It did finally snow last night. We got a little bit of snow out there, a little bit of dusting. But meanwhile, apparently, we're all going to die from the coronavirus. And apparently, the way to save yourself from the coronavirus is to stock up on toilet paper. Now, I'm not sure what the fuck. I don't. Why? Why is everyone buying toilet paper? I mean, I understand what you do with toilet paper. So I go to Walmart. I haven't been paying that much attention because, you know, I have a life. I do things. I go to work. I ride my bike. I read books. I've been playing Star Wars Jedi Academy, like I told you guys was going to happen. I've been getting back into that a little bit. I haven't played a whole lot now, but I've wasted a couple of hours of my life on that. And that was a good time. So I've tried some different shit in there. I have all the cheat codes. Tried some different cheat codes in there I haven't tried before, where you like spawn characters and so just randomly spawn a bad guy and beat them up, or randomly spawn a bunch of good guys and a bunch of bad guys and have a fucking battle royale. And it's cool. And apparently I think you can do mind control to level 4. And it's anyway, I got to find out what's going on. And hang on one second. I got to look at this. All right, that is not important. Oh my God. So apparently, now that I've started paying attention, you know, because I've been busy doing other things like living my life and enjoying myself. Now that I've started paying attention, apparently there's a run on toilet paper. I was in Walmart the other day to pick up some stuff, not toilet paper, but I swing by the toilet paper / paper towel shelf, and goddamn, there's an entire rack down the store, however long the racks are in Walmart. I mean, shit, 50 feet? I don't know. I've never measured one. The entire thing is just empty. Okay. There's so many levels here that I don't understand. The first level is, and okay, I get it. So you're panicking because there's going to be this pandemic and we're all going to die. So first of all, if you're dead, It's not like, well, okay, you're going to shit. You're going to shit once when you die. You're not going to shit anymore. How much toilet paper do you need? And since you can't wipe your own ass because you're dead, well, you don't need any toilet paper. And the people around you, they're not going to wipe your ass for you if you die. They're just going to grab you and drag you outside and leave you in the street so that the government can come and pick up your body. Oh, God, I got to talk about that, too. Hold on. I have no notes. We're just going in. We're just fucking diving into this. Let me write down a note about something else I got to talk about. Okay. So first of all, why do you need toilet paper? So let's say you're going to live. Okay, so you're going to live and you want to maybe wipe. First of all, there's so many first of alls here. I don't even know where to start. This is like a fucking infinity loop. You use toilet paper when you shit. Okay, you shit as a consequence of eating. So everybody's buying up the toilet paper, but I notice there appears to be no hoarding or stockpiling whatsoever of food. So if you guys don't have, if people start dying in the streets, you know, and the government sends the National Guard out to shoot anyone who goes outside of their house, I mean, how long do you think you're going to be shitting after you've run out of food? My other question is, who doesn't have toilet paper? I mean, look, guys, hold on. The Great One has. I got. All right, I just did a count. I have 32 rolls of full toilet paper. Like, do you people just buy your toilet paper four at a time or something? Or in one packs or some shit? You go to the store, you buy the giant fucking roll of toilet. I buy toilet paper about maybe five times a year. Because you go in there, you buy the biggest fucking pack, and you take it home, and you don't have to buy toilet. I have not, seriously, because I was thinking about this, I am pretty fucking sure I have not yet purchased toilet paper in the year 2020. Because that's how much fucking toilet paper I had. You go to the store, you buy the giantest fucking thing. If you're really feeling froggy, you really want to be extravagant, you just buy two of the giant things, you take them home, you throw them in the closet. You got toilet paper for 6 fucking months. Who are you people? You're all sitting around going, oh my God, I don't have enough toilet paper. I better go get some. This is baffling to me. Meanwhile, people have noticed that most of our medical supplies and antibiotics and drugs are all made in China, which is starting to, oh, hey, maybe we should make that stuff in the United States. Yeah, maybe we should. But you know, we wanted to export all of those jobs because here in the United States, everybody should work for a nonprofit or be into social media. You know, we don't want to have any kind of manufacturing jobs here in the United States, do we? We want to export all that shit so we can get the stuff really cheap. Because, you know, if we get those medical supplies a little bit cheaper by having them made in China, well, then that'll bring the cost of healthcare down. Right, that's why healthcare costs have plummeted. I mean, healthcare is practically dirt cheap. Now that everything is made in China by slave labor, costs almost nothing, doesn't it? Also went on the Twitterverse, which is always a mistake. Anybody remember when Twitter used to be fun? Anyone remember when Twitter was a good time? I do. I used to enjoy Twitter. And there's all these people whining at Donald Trump. God, you know what this, let us hearken back. Let us hearken back to 9/11. Remember 9/11 and the airplanes are flying into the tower And they went in there and George Bush was reading that book to the kids and they whispered in his ear and George Bush just kept reading the book to the kids and everybody got on Twitter and said, he should have done something. Why is he reading those kids? Like, because they don't care about children. And they lost their fucking minds because George Bush didn't stop reading that book to those kids and go fucking do something. They lost their shit. There's two levels of problems here. First problem is that these people are so fucking stupid that they think the President of the United States is a god. Now, I know some of you have seriously bought into the God Emperor Trump thing. He's not actually a god. Okay? So some of you think the President of the United States is actually a god. So when those airplanes flew into that building, you thought George Bush was supposed to magically do something. I can tell you that if there's a disaster of some type happening, the last person I want making decisions is George Bush. Now, secondly, you've got this giant government bureaucracy. And if you're telling me the giant government bureaucracy, all the aspects of it, right, the air traffic controllers and the civil defense and the EMT and the police and the National Guard and the military and the Air Force, and if all of these people, they can't figure out what to do, when some airplanes are flying into some buildings without the President of the United States personally taking charge, then you're telling me the entire system is a failure, right? So let's say you're Amazon.com and you're Jeff Bezos. So I just heard from listening to Rolo, apparently Jeff Bezos got divorced or something and some woman took a shit ton of his money. And I don't know because I just don't keep up on this shit. But that's fascinating. Anyway, let's say you're Jeff Bezos and you're CEO of Amazon or whatever the fuck he is, the founder of Amazon. Who gives a shit? The details don't matter here. If I go, or let's say you go to cls.link/Amazon and you go to my Amazon affiliate page and then you're ordering a bunch of toilet paper, right? Because you're going to sell the toilet paper to the idiots around you at marked up prices and make a profit. All right. So let's say, oh, it reminds me, I am going to go to the store today, not for toilet paper. Because I have 70 fucking rolls of toilet paper. I mean, we're at the point that I just got an alert from one of the social medias that I am is on, that someone posted that the Safeway, one of the Safeways in town, still has toilet paper as of 7:30 this morning. And I can see, right now in my mind, I can see the hordes and the whores descending upon Safeway. I can see people like beating the shit out of each other for a fucking package of toilet paper. You're telling me that this coronavirus thing, which I have not researched, okay? I've done zero research here. Zero. Zero. What I'm hearing is that the people most susceptible to dying are old people with compromised immune systems. So you're telling me we got a disease that targets boomers that are a burden on the medical system. I mean, excuse me, why are we fighting this? I think we should make everybody get together and just start licking each other. Let's spread this one the fuck around. It kills old people with medical problems. Gosh, it gets rid of boomers. It's an anti-boomer virus. Yeah. My God, if somebody did, because then there's the conspiracy theories that somebody in China bioengineered this. If they did, let's give them a fucking Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, we gave one to Obama and all he did was fucking blow up people with missiles who were trying to attend weddings because he cared about the children so much. So if you see how I'm coming back, I don't let nothing get past the great one. I got some snide ass emails from a couple of other quote-unquote podcasters talking about how I did a podcast about a book review, didn't talk about the book. So yeah, whatever, guys. You just go be jealous over there. 15 years, motherfuckers. Go fuck yourselves. Let's say that you go to cls.link/Amazon to buy toilet paper. Now, let's say you were going to buy the newest book by Aaron Cleary about millennials and how not to be a millennial, but then you find out, oh, Aaron Cleary didn't publish the book. He wrote it, but he didn't publish it because he's a giant fucking wuss. But then you say, well, shit, while I'm here stocking up on toilet paper, I'm also going to pick up Adam Piggott's third book, his book about how to be a man. And you're going to look at, ah, shit, he hasn't finished that book yet. You know, because he's been busy hanging out in other European countries and drinking wine and all this other shit. And he just doesn't have time to write that book because, oh, he's just, you know, it's like Clary's got to play golf in Vegas. He can't fucking get anything done. We got Piggott. He's, I'm going to Italy. Well, he's not going to Italy now because apparently they're locking that place down. See, then, so there we go. So I seen on the Twitterverse that somebody's saying, well, yes, Italy has all of these people dying of coronavirus because Italy also has the oldest population in Europe. Like, there's more old people in Italy than in other European countries. Is it true? Is it not true? Can you verify? You know, and I don't know. And this is the thing that makes me, once again, we go back to the fact that I am at the point where I believe nothing I see on the internet, because every moron alive has a fucking internet connection and has a Twitter account and just gone, who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter. This is why I'm not paying attention, because 97% of the information I could possibly get from the internet about the coronavirus is going to be wrong. So why the fuck waste my time? I got a list of things to do. I got podcasting out the ass to do. I'm going to try to do some work on the website. I mean, I just don't give a shit. Just don't fucking care. Can't be bothered. So you're on Amazon.com after having gone to cls.link/Amazon to go through my Amazon affiliate program, and you bought a shit ton of toilet paper that you're going to sell to stupid people and make a profit. And you look for Aaron Cleary's new book on the millennials, but there's not a thing. You look for Adam Piggott's third book, and that's not a thing either, because, you know, they're busy sending emails to other people trying to make fun of them for podcasting in ways that they don't particularly approve of. This, of course, coming from one guy who the first 20 minutes of every podcast he does is saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey, Chad, can you hear me? Hey, Chad, can you? Chad, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah, I hear you, Aaron. Okay. Oh, there's David Pro. Hey, David, can you hear me? Hey, David. All right. Well, there. Hey, Atham, look this up. Okay. Can you hear me? Well, can you hear? God damn it. YouTube, move something to get. Well, I got to click on this link. God damn it. Chad, can you still hear me? Can you? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Aaron? And then the other guy who can't do a podcast over 40 minutes because he doesn't have the attention span. So, anyhow, let's say you've looked for books from these two guys, new books, and you can't find them because they haven't written them. And then you've got all your toilet paper. All right, so now you're going to go and you hit the little checkout button, right? And bam, and you check out. So then the order goes to Amazon. When some employee at Amazon encounters your order, and by employee, I probably mean robot, but when the robot, the employee, whatever it is, when your order arrives at Amazon, before anybody does anything to fulfill your order, do they have to go check in with Jeff Bezos? No, because they know what the fuck to do. As much as Amazon sucks, the employees know how to put shit into a box and ship it out. And when you tell me, well, we need the president to stop reading that book and go take charge during the terrorist attack. No, we don't. Because number one, I don't want George Bush making any important decisions. And because number two, so people are flying airplanes into buildings. Whose domain does that fall into? Well, it falls into the one branch of the military that shouldn't exist, the Air Force. Fucking Army should have airplanes. The Navy should have airplanes. There should be no such thing as the fucking Air Force. There it was. There's the moment for the fucking worthless ass Air Force to get off their worthless asses and fucking earn their keep. And if you gotta sit around, well, I'm a general, I'm in charge of an Air Force base, but oh, there's airplanes flying into buildings. I'm going to do nothing until I hear from the president. I'm just going to sit here with my thumb up my ass. So you're telling me the entire fucking federal government is essentially a failure. It's a system that cannot function unless somebody shows up. So anyhow, Great one. What does all this have to do with buying shit at cls.link/Amazon? Just go there and buy toilet paper, okay? Everyone else is doing it. Stop thinking for yourselves. Go buy toilet paper. I'm on the Twitterverse, and there's all these idiots. You know, well, Donald Trump didn't do it, and Donald Trump, guys, explain to me in great detail. What exactly is Donald Trump supposed to do about this? Donald Trump doesn't know anything about fucking pandemic diseases and contagions and what's the word I'm looking for? Great, he only worked in biomedical research for 8 fucking years. Vectors, you know, method. Trump doesn't know anything about this shit other than what he sees on Twitter, which is the same place I saw information this morning, which is terrifying. Okay, no, I don't want Donald Trump making any fucking decisions here other than the closing down the borders part, which I seem to remember we've tried to do before, and all of you leftists wind your little asses off. Right? Having all our medical supplies manufactured in China and having open borders and just talking about, come on in! Yeah, that shit all worked out really well until there's a fucking disease on the loose. Okay, so we're supposed to have this government agency. So just like when there's airplanes flying into buildings, who should fucking jump in on that, right? The Air Force. Okay. So you've got this virus that's, you know, supposedly running wild and killing all these boomers, which I still don't know how this is a bad thing. Whose department would this be? CDC, maybe? I don't know. Let's see. So there's a disease, and the disease is being spread, and it's killing people. I wonder if there's a center for controlling diseases that's been set up and funded by the federal government. By federal government, I of course mean taxpayers. Which is supposedly going to control diseases. I wonder if there's a center for disease control. I wonder if that, wow, what a concept. Oh my God, guys, I just thought of something new. What if we had a center for disease control? Oh wait, we already have that. If the CDC is sitting around waiting for Donald Trump to tell them what to do, then once again, we see statism fails. It's pure failure. It is 100% failure. There is zero success, but what great one. Who would build the roads? And it all falls back to the fact that, number one, oh God, there's so many number ones here. Okay, first of all, people are stupid. We know that. People, the sheep, always need a figurehead to blame, right? This is why the sheep think that the president is the king or the president is a god. Because, oh my God, so coronavirus, there's some people dying of coronavirus. Well, it must be somebody's fault. And of course, that person is Donald Trump, right? Remember when we heard about how all these people died of AIDS because Ronald Reagan didn't give a speech? It's the same fucking thing. It's just a bunch of goddamn losers who need someone to blame for something they don't understand. Because this is some complicated shit, right? I mean, washing your hands and cleaning your surroundings. The other part of this whole coronavirus fucking boomers getting killed off yay scenario is the response of the food service industry. Now, there are a number of restaurants that have my email address because I'm on their frequent flyer program or whatever. am just getting barraged with these emails about, you know, from the management of these restaurants, all the way from local restaurants to national chains, about how, well, we're going to disinfect the surfaces and we're going to retrain our employees in hand washing. It's like, so what you're telling me is that previously you weren't doing these things, which, having worked in a restaurant, see, this is another reason I talked to a previous podcast about how I used to go to restaurants way more than I needed to and why, yada, yada, yada. One more thing that inspired me to not go to restaurants as often is having worked in a restaurant. And I can tell you the last time your server washed his or her hands was yesterday. And the last time the fucking table got really cleaned, you know, the bussers go over there with their fucking dirty rag that they've had on every other table that was dipped in some disinfectant water like 37 minutes ago, and they wipe off sort of the middle of the table. No, I, oh my God, my thing when I worked there was always trying to teach the fucking bussers, because you've got your little island, right, with your salt and pepper shaker and your propaganda and your hot sauce or whatever, and they would just wipe around that. I'm like, guys, you have to move the stuff and clean under it as well. Okay, no, I've worked in a restaurant. The restaurants are filthy. They're fucking filthy. Restaurants are filthy. Your server has not washed his hands in the last 4 hours. Possibly not even today. Okay? And then the other thing that pisses me off all the time, this would be a great time to start a conversation about these things, is I love it when your fucking server picks up your drink glass right up at the top, or the worst is when they put their hand over the top of the glass, right, and they put their five fingers around the rim and they pick up the glass from the top like that, so any particulates on their palm are falling straight down into your drink, and their fingers, which are dirty as hell, are all around the fucking glass right where you're going to put your lips. If you are a food service industry worker, guys, your hand should be on the bottom half of the glass and the bottom half of the glass only. Restaurants are fucking cesspools. So now, you know, now we're finally going to start telling our restaurant employees to wash their fucking hands. So great. Thanks to coronavirus, we've discovered that boomers are not immortal. We've discovered that maybe manufacturing all our medical supplies and drugs in China isn't a good idea. We've discovered that, hey, border control might not be such a bad thing after all. We've discovered that despite the CDC being funded for however many years, including under the Obama administration, it has no idea what the fuck is going on, apparently. And we've discovered that people who work in restaurants should wash their hands and clean the work surfaces. Thank you, coronavirus. Told my friend Rachel we should throw a coronavirus party. Still thinking about doing it. It could happen. I'm not going to say it's completely out of the question. Hang on. I got to check this real quick. All right. Oh, hey, my Amazon package is on the way. Lovely. Great one. Do you have your email open? Yeah, I do. Because, so let me read this to you. So speaking of this. So actually, remember, in previous episode, I was talking about the restaurant CB Potts, where they don't have any attractive women anymore. And thus, I don't go there as often as I used to. So I get this email this morning from CB Potts. I already got the one about how they're going to train their employees to disinfect the surfaces and wash their hands. I would love it if you train your employees not to touch the top part of the glass where my fucking hands go, where my lips go, rather. Whoo, boy. Yes, I drink through my hands. But apparently, that's not a thing. We can't fucking do that. All right. To our valued guest. The past few weeks have been difficult for all of us. No, they haven't been difficult for me, because I have a life and I have toilet paper. I also have food. So I'm going to actually be able to use the toilet paper because I'm going to be able to eat and then shit. I'm not going to starve to death in a house filled with toilet paper. Please know that we wish you and all those affected safety and good health as we watch this situation evolve. Okay, whatever. Okay, like so many other restaurants, we are now faced with a profound challenge. Yeah, training your employees to wash their hands. Profound challenge. That's not the challenge they're talking about, but that is going to be a challenge. In recent weeks, our business has slowed down substantially, and our team members rely on that business to keep their families healthy and safe. Okay, first of all, if you had cute girls working there, your business wouldn't slow down. Secondly, the people who work there, if they hadn't majored in stupid shit, they would have real jobs and they wouldn't be working in a fucking restaurant. Finally, if you work in a fucking restaurant, you're not making a lot of money. If you're not making that much money, why do you have a family? You can't afford a family. This is like sending me an email that says our employees can't afford to pay for their Lamborghinis. Well, you're a minimum wage / tip making employee. Maybe you shouldn't have bought a Lamborghini. With the goal of helping our team and to thank you for your ongoing trust, we invite you to enjoy 50% off your tab during your next visit. Please redeem this offer as many times as you would like, today through March the 19th. So I got a 50% off coupon. And it says tab. Oh, does that include my bar tab? So anyway, you might find me later at CB Pot. But there's no hot chick. Oh, but wait a minute. But see, now here's the thing. I kind of forgot about this when I was bitching about CB Pots not having any hot chicks. So CB Pots is a local chain. It's a brewery. They brew their own stuff. And some of which is good, some of which is pretty average, and some of which is disgusting. And they have two locations in Fort Collins, the one that I told you about over by the mall. But then they also have another location down by the country club, you know, where all the boomers and, well, I was going to say people like Clary, but okay, all the boomers play golf. So I just watched last night this video that Cappy did, him and Chad Elkins talking about dating. And Cappy was asking Chad questions about dating in the modern world. And it was so painful. I mean, I was literally Hitler just screaming out loud because Cappy is such a boomer. He's asking, you know, Chad's like, yeah, and the chicks are all fat. Cappy's like, well, what percentage of them are fat? And Cappy's like, I just can't, I hear these things and I can't believe them. I'm like, Cappy, I realize you have a girlfriend and you play golf all the time, but just look around you. Especially because they were talking about women on dating sites. Oh my God, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I have so many screenshots I want to show you guys. The women on dating sites are the worst women in the United States. This is why I'll be the first one to tell you. Women like on OkCupid is where I go trolling. They are not representative of average women because they are far below. It is where the worst of the worst go. But Cappy is just like, well, Chad, are they really that fat? And Chad's like, yes, they're fat. Cappy's like, well, how many of them you think are mentally ill? And Chad's like, 70%. You really think, yes, like, yes. Oh my God, it was painful how out of touch with women Boomer Clary is. It was painful. Yes, Aaron. Yes, most of them are fucking mentally ill. Yes, most of them have this fucking thing where if you voted for Trump, they don't even want to talk to you. Yes, they are fucked up. Anyway, that has nothing to do with coronavirus. That was Boomer Cleary. How did I get on Boomer Cleary? Oh, yeah, because Boomer Cleary plays golf. So Boomer Cleary, he would be at the Fort Collins Country Club playing golf. Now, whew, because that CB Potts location is next to the country club, and people who go to the country club and play golf during the middle of the day are able to go to the country club and play golf during the middle of the day, either because they're lazy assholes like Boomer Cleary, or because they have a lot of money. I'm working on my golf swing right now. That's why we've got these pauses here. I don't have a golf club or a golf ball, but I'm visualizing. And it's in the hole. It's in the hole. All right. And thus, because the CB Potts is right next to the golf course, it's part of the golf course. It's part of the country club. There's a bunch of men who have money in there all the time. As a result, the waitresses, and I did not say waitresses and waiters, the waitresses at the country club are young and hot because these girls know what they're doing. So maybe I go over to the country club and sit there and drink booze at 50% off because, you know, everybody's terrified of losing their jobs because some boomers might die from a virus that we have because we decided that just letting people travel all over the place is a great idea. And then I can feel good about doing my part to keep all of these liberal arts majors employed. Hang on. Speaking of, where am I on time? Speaking of being employed, got this email. Coronavirus took my jobs. Man, I got a shit ton of emails I got to get through from you guys. I guess I'm sending you this because I know you do a lot of event work. I work for a catering company and I earn most of my money delivering for and working events in the DC area. As expected, with this coronavirus situation, many events are being canceled and work is looking to be scarce for the foreseeable future. Depending on how long it takes for things to go back to normal, I might be fucked. Or as fucked as I can be as a near 30-year-old millennial who lives at home with his retired father and sister. I'll probably stay above water, but it will definitely suck. Love the podcast, Terry. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Yes, I can imagine you are in Suck City there. Because to bring this back to tomorrow, we're bringing this back to tomorrow. Whew, to bring this back to yesterday morning, got up, was going to do the podcast, then go to Weyland-Yutani. Instead, I decided go to Weyland-Yutani, get shit done, come home, do the podcast. Okay, so I go into Weyland-Yutani. And Dallas shows up, and long story short, every event we had scheduled for the next 2 months has just canceled, except for one of them. Odds are that one's also going to cancel, or we should say postpone. However, the short version of this is, of course, now the company has no income for 2 months. So we're running off of savings, which for the company, which has been in business for over 20 years, isn't a whole hell of a lot. We looked at some numbers, and basically everybody is unemployed. At this point, we cannot afford. I'm saying we. It's not my company. Dallas is, you know, we talked about this. He's going to keep me on because we got to have some people there to do some stuff, and I'm going to probably reduce my hours a little bit, so I'm going to have a lot of free time. Okay, but the company can make it about 2 months. No, sorry, 3 months. The company can make it 3 months before it's in deep shit. So he's looking at alternatives for getting money to keep things afloat if the situation extends beyond 3 months. Now, the good thing is that all of these events, once the panic has gone by, you know, and everybody's back to their normal toilet paper buying habits, and the boomers that were going to die have died off, and, you know, I don't know, maybe Adam Piggott's finished his third book or something. Oh, wait, shit, I'm not going to live that long. But, you know, at some point in the future, when everything goes back to normal, most of these events are going to happen. And then, of course, that's going to be interesting because then we're going to have all the events that would normally be happening plus the events that have been postponed. So then suddenly we're going to be busy as fuck. So if we just get through this, we're going to have money out the ass. Just dumping on top of us because it's all going to happen at one time. The local union, and I didn't get this email, but Dallas got this email. He told me about it. The local union sent out, the theater union, sent out an email. Apparently, and this doesn't surprise me, all the touring shows are shutting down. So that means, because we've got like the Budweiser Event Center, and we have various performance houses in Greeley and Cheyenne and Fort Collins and everything. So basically, pretty much everything at those places is shutting down. So everybody in the theater union is now essentially out of work. There's nothing going on there. So we'll see what happens. Now, as for the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's always telling you people to fucking save money, I looked at my situation. I am good on rent, and I am still going to be working. I'm just not going to be getting any overtime or anything like that. And no bonuses that would go with lighting, designing, or whatever like that. But it's fine. So, I mean, right now in the bank, without even tapping into my emergency reserve checking account, I'm good on 4 months worth of rent. So, boom, I'm good to go there. And of course, I always like to brag to you guys about how much cash I have laying around my apartment. I mean, you know, there's my grocery money. I don't need much groceries. I pretty much eat one meal a day. Did I tell you guys that I was doing the thing where I was restricting my eating to between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.? Because somewhere, I mean, it was on the internet, right? It must be true. Someone was saying somewhere's on the internet that it will help you lose weight and all this other shit if you, you know, don't eat all day long. You eat in this time frame. And I was already, to a great extent, many days only eating one meal anyhow. So I decided, all right, I'm going to try this 7 to 11 thing. 7 to 11 not eating, 11 to 7 eating. Only eating between 1,100 and 1,900 hours. And that's worked out better than I thought it would. At first, I thought it was going to be really difficult. And there's been a couple of times that I've blown it because I've worked really late and come home and haven't had food all day or whatever. But it was interesting that it's not that difficult once you impose a little bit of self-control on yourself. And the point here is that self-control is a thing. And it's not as hard as you think it is if you just dedicate yourself to it, right? It's like going to the gym 3 days a week. If you just fucking accept and stick to it, you can do it. Which reminds me, I got to lift weights today because my cycle is kind of blown. My 3 day a week weightlifting plan, schedule, that's the word, schedule, got out of whack there for a little bit. So I only eat one time a day anyhow, so I'm going to be fine on food. I have so much food right now. I could easily go a month with the food I have now. So I'll have some free time. And it's, and I mean, it sucks, but it also doesn't suck. As far as like at work, here's the thing, over at Weyland-Yutani, and so anyway, everybody else at Weyland-Yutani is essentially not coming to work anymore because the company cannot afford to keep all these people on the payroll without any events going on. And we'll see if this one event cancels or not. I really find it hard to believe they're going to have the event, but we'll see what happens. So with everybody else gone and no events going on, this is going to be an opportunity for me to catch up on repairing things and testing things and just doing, you know, housekeeping shit that needs to be done with all of my lighting equipment. And so it'll be, I mean, it's not good that we don't have any income for at least 2 months, but it's something that I can at least take advantage of. And then on the personal side, without any events, that means no working weekends for the next couple of months at least. I can potentially, and you know what? I'll say this too. At least it's happening when the warm weather is starting to come back. Man, if this happened, if I was going to be stuck at home this much, not I mean, I would go out. But okay, if I'm going to only be working, you know, like 35 hours a week for 2 months, I don't want those 2 months in the winter, I don't think. I would rather have those 2 months in the spring when I can go the fuck outside and enjoy myself. And so fortunately, for the most part, good weather is coming, so I can take advantage of this. Hey, see, now I have no excuse not to get caught up on all this podcasting material that's around here, including, for those of you who keep bugging me for the Yoga Pants Girl episode, it's coming, that's what she said, it's coming. I'm working on some things that require actual production and planning and stuff like that, as opposed to this podcast where I just turn on the microphone because I'm all in a mood to rant about restaurant employees not fucking washing their hands and touching the top half of the glass, if I can fucking articulate my words, touching the top half of the glass, which fucking belongs to me, not you. And the massive stupidity of all these people who are going out and buying all this fucking toilet paper for I still don't understand why. So anyhow, the Yoga Pants Girl episode requires a little bit of pre-planning. It's gonna happen. Everybody relax. Also, is it Al Jahan? Al, one of these days, will you tell me if I'm pronouncing your last name correctly or not? Anyhow, Al, we'll call him Al. He left a comment on the website about how I need to make it easier for him to just give me $20. All right, I'm going to, on my agenda, because now that I got all this free time, I'm compiling a list of projects I need to be working on, which is a project in and of itself, and I'm going to start hitting some of this shit. And one of the things I'm going to try to hit, in addition to the CSU women's volleyball team, is, by the way, so CU Boulder, apparently it's true, CU Boulder, Colorado University in Boulder, they have gone to all online classes. I still don't know exactly what's happening with CSU, if they've gone to online yet, or if they are going to wait till after spring break, like I heard, or whatever, but probably something is happening in there. And the other thing I'm wondering about this whole coronavirus thing, is this going to make it easier or more difficult to meet girls? Because right now I'm trying to think of like good little opening liners to start conversations about the coronavirus, like toilet paper things, you know, just to, you know, ways to use this to get in. So yeah, I mean, like, do girls, if there's a pandemic, do women panic and start looking for a quote-unquote good man to give them some cock before they die? Or do they panic and go into some kind of repression and don't want to fuck? So anyhow, it'll be an interesting experiment. I got to go out today and run some errands. And part of what's on my agenda is looking for some babes and testing out some lines, see what happens. Anyhow, how'd I get there from here? CU, CSU, volleyball team, touching my glass, touching my cock. Now, if you girls would like to touch the top of my cock, that would be fine, but touching the top of my glass, not a good idea. Backing up in my brain. Shit! I lost where I was. Right after bragging about how I always finish where I started. So anyhow, we'll see how it all shakes out over at the Wayland of the Yutani. Umbrella Corporation, also pretty much dead. So I'll have free time. I'll be working on the getting the fuck outside. Oh, yes! Ah, so good. I remembered how I got there from here. Al left me the message about make it easy for me to give you $20. So I'm going to see about setting up a PayPal link on my website, which of course is the worst timing ever because now everyone's going, oh my God, the great one, you know, just lost his job. Now he's cyber begging. So it's like, God damn it. Now if I put that up there, everybody's going to like literally Hitler think that I'm cyber begging. So I'm just telling you, no, it's fucking coincidence. This is all Al's fault. If a PayPal link appears on the website, it's not because I'm cyber begging because I'm losing hours at work and I might starve to death and die and be homeless. A PayPal link appears on the website because it's Al's fucking fault, right? Everything is Al's fault. He's like Donald Trump. He's responsible for everything that's happened here. I mean, look, if you guys want to give me money, I'm going to fucking take it. But yeah, I just, the cyber begging thing. So I'm definitely not going to, even though I've been cls.link, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I am not going to come on this podcast and be like, oh my God, guys, I lost my hours. I'm not working as much. I only have 4 months worth of rent. Send me money. Hey, maybe. And here, I thought about this too. I hate to even say things like this because it's almost like making a promise because then I have to keep it. But maybe this is when I start on the book that I keep threatening to write about business management. I don't know, like for example, saving up money in case there's a pandemic and you got to get your business. So anyhow, I have started making notes for that book. I've made notes. Maybe this is when I start writing it. Or hey, maybe I just do like Adam Piggott and I just, you know, just pretend that I'm writing a book. Or better yet, I could do a Clary. I could do a Boomer Clary. We call him BC for short. Oh, BC, what's up, dog? I could write a book, but then just not publish it.